Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the Rainbow Report. Doing a bit of spring cleaning today. Yes, it's spring. So we thought we'd clean out the closet and found some old stories we thought we should bring out for a new airing. And to do some further follow-up on our current news story. So find out how things have gone. Have all our wishes come true? Well, a week or so back, I clicked my ruby heels together and said the magic word, Homovember. And bang, who should appear in a puff of green smoke but Jeff Kennett. He spoke on Wednesday with Joy President David Macca McCarthy, and the interview was aired in part yesterday. Now that the smell of sulphur has dissipated somewhat, we are going to ask Macca, did the interview clear the air? Are we now all on the same page? What happens now going forward? Comedian Tom Ballard has also been having a gentle go at Mr. Kennett, running an online petition that's garnered almost 6,000 signatures, urging Jeff to wake up and support GLBTI youth. Is Tom mollified by Kennett's latest statements both on Joy and on 3AW and on various other radio stations yesterday? Rummaging further back in the closet, we came up with an interview we had with the departing head of the Jewish Community Council of Victoria, John Searle. At that time, he was launching a campaign asking for feedback from GLBTI Jews. We'll hear how that went, indeed how it's still going on, as far as I understand. And also gathering a bit of dust, we found the Safe Schools Coalition, who are tackling bullying in schools. And in a moment, my first guest today will be Ros Ward, who has some good news for us on that, by the way. And fresh from gallivanting round the world, sailing yachts and generally living the high life till the money ran out, is our good friend, ex-spinmeister, and slightly less grumpy than before, grumpy old poof Tim Newton. Welcome back to the studio, Tim.
Thanks, Doug. No, I'm still very grumpy, but great to be here and good to see you.
It's great to have you back. I thought you'd be all sort of tanned and leathery and all that from all that salt water and everything, but you look just the same as you did when you went.
Yeah, no, exactly the same. It's been very busy. It's good to get out of Melbourne every winter, I've decided, so never going to confront another Melbourne frost. Why would you bother?
Instead, you're going to be off in exotic locales, hanging off the side of ships and things, eh?
Yeah, half a year in Phuket, half a year in Melbourne seems like a good life to me.
Oh, does sound wonderful to me. Okay, well, one of these days I might get it worked out for myself too. Not sure Phuket would be where I'd go, but never mind. Anyway, Ros Ward from Safe Schools is waiting on the line now. Some little while ago, we did a bit of campaigning on behalf of Ros Ward and the Safe Schools Coalition. At that time, I think the program wasn't in all that many schools and they were in danger of running out of funding. Things have changed a little bit since then, particularly with since a recent meeting with Martin Dixon, the Minister for Education. So to catch up with where we're at, we got Ros Ward on the line now. Good afternoon, Ros. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Now, first of all, how many schools are you in now?
We're in 41 schools currently.
That's pretty good.
Pretty good going, yeah. We're not gathering any dust, Doug, is it? Contrary to your introduction.
No. It's only my story that was gathering dust. I thought I'd bring it out and polish it off because you're actually doing very well.
I think we are. It's been a remarkable journey so far, but, you know, we're just gathering more and more support. More and more schools want to get involved, doing some amazing work with students on the standout resource that we launched a few weeks ago. So, yeah, things are looking good.
Now, you were concerned the last time we spoke that you were like coming to the end of your money. You didn't know where the next dollar was coming from.
Yep.
Things have picked up quite a bit since then, haven't they?
Yeah, they have, actually. It wasn't that long after your show that we heard from the Department of Education that they were going to fund us for another year initially. So that takes us up to the 1st of July 2012, so next year.
Mm-hmm.
And then also since then, we've been working on a proposal that's gone to the Minister for Mental Health, Mary Waldridge, which we're on the brink of hearing back about. And also, we had a meeting with Minister Dixon himself just a couple of weeks ago, which was kind of unexpected, but a pleasant experience nonetheless.
Well, I gather that was something that Rob Mitchell had something to do with, because there was a little bit in one of the gossip columns about that meeting that said a certain well-known gay activist was at that meeting and he forgot to turn Grindr off on his phone, and
it was
beeping all the way
through. I really have no idea where that might have come from.
I strongly suspect it might have come from Rob himself. He's got
it
that sense
of
humour.
All I can say is that something did vibrate in that room, but I can't confirm anything else apart from that.
Well, I have it on good authority from Rob that that's what it was.
Right.
So was Minister Dixon pleased with your efforts? Do you think he was impressed?
Yeah, I do, actually. I mean, it's unusual to get to spend that amount of time with a minister. We had, I think, maybe about 45 minutes talking to him just about Safe Schools Coalition, about homophobia in schools, and, you know, presenting some of the research here from La Trobe, from Lynn Hillier, and then talking about what we've actually managed to achieve in the last year, and how it would be really fantastic if we could get to a few more schools, but we don't really have the capacity to do that as we are, and we don't really have the capacity to kind of build the Safe Schools Coalition 1 year at a time, so we need a bit more stability and security.
Yeah, it was. Well, you had the 80,000 from Brumby in 2010. You had the 100,000 from Baillieu in June, which is going for the next 12 months. If you get some mental health money, that'll put you on a more secure footing. And we don't know what might come out of your meeting with the Minister for Education.
Yeah.
Tim, did you want to come in here? I see you waving a pen there at me.
Yeah, just the question, Roz, congratulations on the project. I'm just wondering, how long is the project going to go, and how are you going to measure its success?
Well, at the moment, I mean, we want to keep going with what we're doing, because there's so many schools out there, obviously, that we're not able to work with at the moment. And there's so many students that we know are out there who are still facing day-to-day, day-in, day-out homophobia in schools and aren't able to achieve what they could achieve otherwise. So we measure our success, I guess, by the number of schools who want to be involved. That's one way. We also look at the effectiveness of the training that we deliver with teachers, so we evaluate all of our training sessions. So far, we've worked with about 1,800 school staff in Victoria to give them a basic introduction to how they can better support gender and sexual diversity.
So we're not really going to be able to truly measure this for, what, 5-10 years down the track,
to
see how the reactions are?
Yep, and the other thing we do is we have an audit tool for schools, both for staff and for students, to kind of do a self-assessment. And that's really interesting, because that is a measure that we can then reapply after some interventions from the Safe Schools Coalition, and we've done some work together.
Yeah,
we can then repeat that same audit and say, well, actually, look, things have changed.
Yeah, that's really important, isn't it? Because so often these programs get launched, they get just one-off money, something's done, we never really know whether it had an impact or not, and in any event, the kind of effect wears off, particularly in schools after a while, because you've got new generations coming through all the time. So consistent ongoing funding is one very important thing, but also this kind of testing so that you know that it's having some sort of impact.
Yeah, and we know that school staff, like, I mean, they have a million things on their plates at any one time, and they want to know that they're part of a program that's not just going to go away again next year as well, because that makes them then think, well, you know, if the Department of Education is committed to this and wants to see it continue, then we should be committed to it too, and it's worth getting involved in. You know, that makes sense for schools as well.
So there won't be money coming from the Department of Education, but there will be support, you reckon?
Well, they're saying very supportive things, and we're putting in a proposal to have some longer term funding for the 3 years after 2012. So that would match up with the mental health funding that goes up until the end of 2015.
What's your ambition for the program? What do you want to achieve overall with it? I mean, you're trying to get into every school in Victoria?
Well, the kind of levels that we're proposing, because we don't want it to be a kind of burden on schools. We do want it to be something that schools are, you know, willing to take part in, a proactive around taking part in. There is really good policy that the department has that every school should be doing, so there is some compulsory stuff, but we want this to be a program that schools are pleased to be taking part in, and we want as many as possible. We're saying that in the next 3 years, if we get to work for that long, we could get up to 200 schools in the program.
Right. I just had a message come in here from Blair, who's a psychologist, and you'll be able to translate it for me, I think, and give me an answer. Just wondering how DWCD school psychologists can get involved. I do believe the current referral system does mean that some GLBT students may not have been well supported. First off, what's DWCD?
I don't know.
Well, there's something.
It may be
Department of Education, and well, we can guess on that.
Oh, DWECD.
Yes.
Department of Education and Early Childhood Development.
Ah.
Yeah. It changes every.
These damn acronyms. Okay. Yes. Anyway, he wants to know how school psychologists can get involved with this program.
Well, anyone can get involved from any school. Even if your whole school doesn't join as a school. So we have an associate membership, which is any individual who works in a school or is supportive of the program. And we also run kind of central training sessions that anyone can come to. So Blair is welcome to come along. We've got a couple of sessions coming up.
Okay, where can you find out? Where can you find out the information?
So all of this is on the Safe Schools Coalition website, which is safeschoolscoalitionvictoria.org.au.
Okay, Roz, thanks very much for that.
No worries.
And best of luck. This is really good news going forward.
Yeah,
and, you know, it's good that we're making a difference.
Yeah, thanks, Doug. Thanks for your continued support.
You will always have that.
Thanks.
You will always have that. Thanks, Roz. Roz Ward there from the Safe Schools Coalition. Up next, yeah, I know we've had rather too much Jeff Kennetry of late, but we have a little bit more to go.
Yeah, Doug, were you bullied at school?
Oh, God, constantly.
Yeah, what over?
Oh, for coming from the wrong part of the country, for having a funny accent, from being a weed and a nerd and a bookworm.
I can't ever imagine you were a weed.
Oh, yes, I was.
Goodness gracious.
And up until I was about 21, I weighed about 8 stone in old money, whatever that is in English.
Mm.
Skinny. Tall, skinny, pushover.
But were you ever bullied over being gay? Or wasn't an issue at the time?
I didn't know. I didn't know I was gay. I think other people found out before I did.
The guy you slept
with. Well, no, when they kept asking me to play all these camp parts in the school plays. We'll be back in a moment with comedian Tom Ballard.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.